Do you want to give me a brief of what's happening with this Thames Haven development and the objections to it and the original plans and how they've changed?
The application was put in now some years ago, I think almost 4 years ago. We found out about it because we are friends of one of the residents there, very much against what's happening. We were told at the time there was this proposal and she was very concerned about it. One of the reasons was because I think it's fair to say the proposal was put forward on the basis that to residents, you know, that the only way that certain repairs could be done would be if this development happened. And originally the proposal was for two full stories as well. The neighbour concerned was very unhappy about this. She was present also at the meeting.
What is in existence at the moment and what are the plans in the process to change
it? Let me show you. I can actually show you. So you can see the top of the building, yeah?
Okay. So I can see a building ahead of me. How many
floors? Yeah, the one with the... So currently it's got six stories. The proposal is to add, was originally to add two more stories. It's a red brick building with crittle windows. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's quite a substantial building, as you can see.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah. And the proposal is to add two more stories to that building.
To the top of it.
To the top of it.
So exactly. To build up two more floors.
Exactly. Exactly. So that was the original proposal, yeah? Obviously, there were many, many comments. So when the proposal first went out for planning, we campaigned against it, yeah? And I know one of the councillors also was against it at the time. This was about 2 years ago now, I think, when we were busy trying to raise awareness about it. From that time on, well, we were really given assurances that, you know, the council weren't that keen on it either, because it looked like the residents themselves were divided on whether or not this should happen. And I mentioned to you that it shouldn't potentially have gotten through the board of directors. Eventually, we were stunned. I think in around about October last year, I found out that the people who were applying for planning permission were going to try and push it through again. I think they'd been working with the planning team at Kingston and had amended their plans to 1.5 stories. So effectively you've now got, or what we could end up with, is a story on top of the six that you can see. So there will be seven stories.
Yeah.
The building's already more than, I believe, 21 metres in height. So it is a substantial height. So that's going to add more height to it. And then on top of that, in the middle and to one side, you'll have another story again. And these are all luxury flats. So it's not social housing that they're putting on top there.
Private property developers who want to develop the flats higher.
Yeah. They're effectively people who own flats in the building. So unfortunately, it looks like this private individual who has gone against the wishes, in some cases, even of his own co-residents,
right,
is going to get permission to do this.
So the building is run by a board of directors at the moment. Is that right? And these directors are now pushing to increase the number of flats in the building by adding another layer to the top. And what's going to happen to the residents who are living in the layer that's going to be added to? Are they going to have to move out while the works are being done?
I've got no idea. And this is, you know, one of our friends who was present at the council meeting is one of those people who will be directly affected. And I've got no idea how they're proposing to do these works with minimal disruption. I can't imagine how they would do that unless they build the other story somewhere else and put it on top. Well, my understanding is that at the time this first started going through, many of the residents are elderly and vulnerable. And my understanding is that they were not so much consulted as told that this was the only option in order to renovate the windows and the roof.
You said a substantial sum, nine flats, and what would they roughly go for?
I would have thought anywhere between 800 and a million, if not more.
So where have you got with the council?
At least two councillors had said that they weren't very unhappy with the development. But when it came to reviewing the application, it was being put forward as an approval request by our planning team at the council. That was a disappointment in itself. So we were left, because it's quite a large, we waited 3 hours for the decision, even to get to that point, because there was another matter beforehand that was discussed. And there were quite a few residents, so at least, I'd say 80, at least 80 plus people in the room waiting for this subject to come up. And we were all flabbergasted. I mean, I heard people leaving saying, I'm just disgusted. And we all felt that, you know, because we all felt as local people, we were against this happening, all the misery that it's going to cause, let alone the people in the building. You know, we're right opposite. And there are even people halfway down the road who are not happy with it, because I'm just thinking that there's already, these roads are congested with parking. It's a debacle. And to think that us as local residents have had our campaign shot down, and we're the people who have to live here, on the basis that National are going to throw any decision that our local council have made in the bin. It just makes a mockery of local government, apart from anything else.
Local government's under pressure from central government to provide more housing. I mean, that's a push that's being made centrally. But where are you going to go from now? I mean, is this development going to go through, or is it still in the stages where you can still object and it'll get stopped? Or are the council saying they're going to approve it because they feel that it's going to be approved by National if they don't? Is that where you are at the moment?
They've approved it. We're all very, I think it's a feeling, an overall feeling of huge disappointment and of betrayal as well, because nobody wants this. The only people who want this are very small number of individuals who are going to make money out of it.
Radio Jackie News has contacted both Kingston Council and developer Thames Haven Management Company Kingston Limited for comment. We are yet to hear back from them.